Blog Talk Radio. everybody. You have joined us again for your episode of Hood Talk Radio Wednesday night. Right here, it's your boy Max, Cleveland's own. And I want to bring you another form of awareness, you know what I'm saying? Some ideas of positive thinking, all right, self-sufficiency, and a few origins of some of the things that we know but don't know. And some of the things that we don't know, and it's been purposeful while we don't know. There's a few things going on right now. I mean, right now, weather is sickening. Okay, my asthma is flared up, but that's okay. I can still make it. That's how I know that the seasons are changing. All right, we might get a few more hot days, but already we are rounding we already in fall, but we skipped over part of the season and it's getting cold again. But y'all know what's up, man. The number to call in is 646-478-0944. As I say, this your boy, Max M, the coolest host in the world. Forgive my raspiness. Like I said, man, hopefully I haven't caught a cold, but we go through this every year, so some of y'all that know me and follow the show and been behind the show for a number of years know how my voice changes with the season. Ain't that something? But I'm still here. I'm still going to say what I need to say. And I'm going to bring you guys into a realm that maybe you might want to check some shit out for yourself. I'm going to remind you of some things that we talked about in the past. I want y'all to understand the shit is real. Some of the things that we talked about years ago, you know what I'm saying, when we first started this, I want to bring you back into the remembrance, because number one, I believe that positive reinforcement will cause you to remember things, which will cause you to take action. Some changes you might want to make in your life, some things you want to study, some issues you want to research, some things you want to try to find out for yourself. Unfortunately, it's a lot of us that ain't never been to Africa, Kemet, Kush, Cairo, Egypt. It's plenty of us that have never been there. So many so that it's kind of stupid. I'm not even going to try and be politically correct with the words or the terminology. I'm just going to say it's stupid for two people that have never been somewhere to argue over the information that, you know, they found in a book, on the internet, at the library, in the Bible, in the Quran, or the Torah, whatever you want to. If you've never stepped foot, you know, overseas, anywhere, I can't see how you can sit up and argue with somebody about some information both of you have found in a book. Or that somebody even told you about. As much as I would like to get my ass over to Egypt, look at some of the old tombs and some of the hieroglyphs and you know, the obelisks and all of these things that, you know, we all marvel over here in this country, where we find or come across a bit of so-called hidden information. And the thing is, it's really just hidden here in America. I wouldn't suggest here, but you got access, easy access to some of those things in other places. And part of the access is having the resources. So if somebody wants to sponsor a trip overseas, it's fine. We'll accept that and we'll go. Of course, we'll bring and share the information that we find with you. of you all. First thing I want to do is say thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to all those out there online that download, log on to the show and everything. You know, it's just, I find it amazing that most of the things that we talk about, man, is strictly not off the top of the head, but it's not scripted. I don't have, you know, a whole book worth of shit wrote down. I got some notes, you know, some topics I want to touch on, but it really comes from the heart. It comes from memory. You know, so I want y'all to appreciate the fact that I do, you know, what I believe I'm supposed to do, not just for myself, but in order to bring us all into some form of awareness as much as my resources can get. So, once again, thank you all for listening and paying attention. Song at the first and top of the hour was Jack Jazz. Okay, that's written by your boy Max. Okay, so we're going to call this one the recap show because we'll be going over some things and some topics that we already talked about before so that I can bring you into remembrance of these things. Okay? All right, so, you know, without even holding the shit up, I want to... I listened to a presentation from a man named Seti, apparently from New York, very outspoken brother, man, and he doesn't bite his tongue either. But what I find to be repulsive is the fact that, you know, you ever seen a comedy skit where, and I think if I'm, what is dude's name? Used to play Hustle Man on Martin. Well, he always had shit to say, and even though it was intelligent shit, it was the way it was brought about. You know, he might say shit like, the whole circumference of the square is because it's wrapped in a circle, and you know, and so forth. Stupidity brought up to an intelligent level, so to speak. This dude is so fucking ignorant, man. It's hard to listen to the knowledge that he drops because the way he talks, you get to cuss everything, you know, fuck the Masons and all this and all that shit. I mean, if you want people to listen to you, you know, and I'm not saying people don't because I've been doing this shit a long time, so apparently people listen. You know what I'm saying? And I can't listen to him because, you know, it's motherfucker this shit that, you know, and if you're trying to teach somebody some things, if you're trying to bring people into, you know, some awareness of some things that we need to know, you know, stop with all the dramatization. We all cuss. You know, we can all be ghetto, for lack of a better word. We can all be arrogant. We can all be repulsive. But I don't see where being those things help to bring any points across or make anything relevant outside of the fact that we know you angry and that you can cuss. So come on with the bullshit. Let's stop all that excess and bring it to the people the way it's supposed to be. All right? All right. I can tell you ain't got a girlfriend because you can't. Not talking like that. Can't even speak. The first thing I want to bring up is I watched a presentation from old school hip-hop artists. You know, I got the information from an elder who told me they got the information off of one of Dick Gregory's videos. Dick Gregory, you know what I'm saying? I like Dick Gregory because he'll get at you. You know what I'm saying? No pulling, no punches. I'm getting ready. Actually, I'm going to try and find it when I play the next show. I finally found a video that had Dick Gregory dogging the shit out of Al Sharpton. And then he was waiting for Al Sharpton to respond, and he never did. Okay? I don't give a fuck how long you've been around, man. I don't give a fuck how long you've been around. Ain't shit changed. Nothing. Okay, Martin laid down, Malcolm laid down, and so many others laid down. You still around. But it's because they got dirt on your ass, and you water your message down. You call it keeping it real, when you keep it safe. It's a difference. All right? You can't keep it real and be safe at the same time. So stop the bullshit. You know, when some of the callers into the show, and I listen to the show every morning on the way to work, at least what I can stand. Okay, because it's more fucking commercials and it's more debasing your callers and putting people down like you know every fucking thing is really not effective. Okay, the older people call your fucking show, stupid people call your show because they think you're somebody. When you're not. Okay, you're really not anyone that is really significant, not in my circle, because you ain't made no types of motherfucking changes. Nothing happened. We still under the same oppression. We still in the same every fucking thing we under, even with your so-called tutelage and leadership, or whatever it is you want to call what you do, Mr. Sharpton. You know what I'm saying? I respect you for your effort, but it's not effective. Okay, I'm not white. I'm a poor black man from a very urban, very, very urban metropolitan city, Cleveland, Ohio. And even if you've been here, you ain't come to stay. You don't come to walk through the neighborhoods. You don't come here to spread your message. I don't think they welcome you here in this city. But if you was about a fight, if you was about keeping that shit real, then you would make it your point to bring your message to this city. And why is it that when the people that call themselves speaking for the black folks, why they only go to churches? You know, why can't they have forums that, like, for instance, right now, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, they're advertising free seminars, but I don't know how free is. Okay? Most of the time, when they advertise free, when you get there, you have to pay for something. Food, seating, parking. Something you're paying for is not free. So, let's define that. So I listen to Al Sharpton. I listen to his show in the morning. When he's out of the studio or whatever, and it's the co-host takeover, they don't really be making no fucking sense either. And I can tell that the people are disappointed when they call and they get up early in the morning like that, or they go through this shit that they go through and call that show early in the morning, and it's not Al Sharpton that they talk to. It's one of his cronies. So I want to call him out. You know, I'm going to call him out for real. I called out Claude Anderson because he do a lot of talking. He ain't been to the Cleveland area either. You know, you want to talk about black wealth and reclaiming our gifts and, you know, dirty little secrets and all of that. I appreciate it. To the fullest. You know, I haven't heard much from Les Brown. Where is he? That's because it's one thing to care about the revitalization of black people. But it's another thing to talk about financial and self-revitalization. It's all-inclusive when it comes to, you know, certain aspect of what I experienced is, you know, Les Brown's message. It's all inclusive. But the laws and the legislation that we live by are not. I just want you to think about that for a minute. The Bible that we read, the religions that we practice, they are not. If you don't believe, you're not included. Okay? Only ones that, you know, submit is what they call, you know, humbling yourself in so many words. You know, Wikipedia got about 3 or 4 different definitions for the word humble. And one of them is to submit. But then if you use different variations for the word humble, like humility, humiliate, they have different meanings. So, humility. What is that? All right, let us know. Okay, this is where we get into a little bit of the shit that y'all didn't understand. I didn't either. For the dozens, a lot of people don't know where we get the dozens from, you know, cracking them each other. Your mama saw this, your other saw that, your brother, blah, 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 your girlfriend. Blah. Well, back during the slavery days, and it all comes from the word motherfucker. Motherfucker is derived from what the overseers used to do. And I'm getting chills because it just makes me fucking angry. It makes me fucking angry that, you know, these motherfuckers did that shit to our people like that, to our parents and our grandparents. And they want us to say, oh, that was then, look past that shit. But ain't nobody said we sorry. Ain't nobody apologized. Ain't nobody made no effort to right what was wrong. But the word motherfucker comes from when the slave drivers, sometimes the masters would put bags, pillow bags or burlap bags, or cover the eyes of the male and female slaves and have the sons having sex with the mothers, forcing them under penalty of death. Okay? And did it so often that oftentimes children were born from this. So, of course, you know, you have a baby by your mom, your sister, your auntie, or your cousin. Baby, something's going to be wrong with that baby. You formed, slow, whatever. You know what I mean? But as slaves, they were sold also at a discount. And you couldn't just buy one. You know, you might have a sick slave or a slave with a broke foot or a crooked back, couldn't stand up straight. You know, was retarded or autistic or, you know, any other the ills that society gives different people. All right, they were sold by the dozen. Couldn't just get one, you had to get 12. Excuse me, it didn't matter if you couldn't pay right away because, hell, they still slaves. So you can work them off, and they were only given or sold to the poorest of the white slave masters. Meaning the ones that couldn't afford slaves got all the fucked up slaves, you know, for lack of a better word. All the slaves that nobody else would buy, these were the ones that were left over, and they were only offered to those that couldn't afford to pay for strong, healthy slaves. And like I said, I'm gonna leave that alone because right now, I mean, I'm already getting an attitude for that. You know, you white motherfuckers are something else. I mean, you want us to forget the shit. And the reason why you want us to forget the shit because it'll bring us into remembrance of the shit that was before then. you know, if we can get back to where we were, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and I know as well that the motherfuckers would be crawling and begging for fucking mercy like we've been for thousands of years. And this is not just an issue that went back to slavery. This became way thousands of years before slavery. For whatever reason, it has always been a fight against dark-skinned people. They want to call us people of color, but I won't call us dark-skinned people. We only have one color. There are different shades of our color, but we only have one color. And unfortunately, for those that's been in America for at least 500-600 years, few of us are even really African in essence, because most of us are English or British, French. Okay, so do some research on the history of your family as well as the history of your people, and maybe you might see things in a different light. All right? 646-478-0944. That is the number to call in. Maybe you want to, you know, say something. You got something you want to share with us. That's cool. That's what we encourage. All right? So, get back to the dozens. That's pretty much where the dozens came from. All right? So, while y'all cracking jokes on each other and this and that and other. That's the origins of that shit. Rappers use it to call, they call it battling, but it's really just a glorified form of playing the devils. Okay? And remember, the dozens were what? The slaves that nobody else wanted, that was only offered to the poor white landowners or plantation owners, whatever you want to call them. Broke arms and limbs, crooked necks, crooked backs, limps, walk with a cane, weak, retarded, sickly, anything. And you had to buy 12 of them. So it wasn't that you didn't have slaves, you just had handicapped people as your slaves. So even the motherfuckers that was in wheelchairs, even the motherfuckers that had polio or couldn't walk, they were sold to. That's some shit. Now we're going to bring the dozens and the motherfucker. So now you see the correlation between the motherfucker and playing the dozens. Okay, it was the children that came from being a motherfucker that was sold in 12, like a 12 pack. You get a dozen. So we're going to play that. All right, so while y'all soaking up the dozens, what we're going to do is get into a nice little track. And I'll be begging, trying to get my voice to cooperate with me. This is Around. If I can have you back, I'll take you back.
without a track, a no reaction of what you did while I was gone. You're the finest thing I've ever known, and all I want is you.
Four, that's the number to call in. How about your boy? All right. We went over, if you missed the first half hour of the show, we went over talking about the dozens and motherfucker where that came from. Also made some comments, call outs, statements. Hopefully somebody can hear and relay that message to Mr. Al Sharpton. Dr. Claude Anderson, y'all need to come to Cleveland, Ohio. Don't always be walking up in no church with your message, because everybody don't go to churches, all right? A lot of people won't go to Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. You don't go. You know what I'm saying? If they feel like I feel, they understand, think, and believe that this shit is just a show to make money. Okay, we have been deceived as people for so long, man, that we used to it. It's been inbred in us. And I'm going to keep making note about the gentleman that called in from St. Louis, Missouri, once, a couple months back, talking about that the Willie Lynch letters were insignificant. Okay, they got theirs wherever they are, and Black people run things, but it's a demographic. It's where you're at. Okay, it's where you're at. So that's pretty much, you can't just make one statement and call that, you generalize when you say what's wrong with Black people in America. You know, especially when your eyes are closed to what's wrong with Black people in America. You never figured out that foreigners and immigrants and those that come from other places, they'll get a leg up before Black folk. And that's just the truth. All right, so we'll bring that one back up. We'll touch back on that a little later in the show. We got about a little less than an hour left, so that's cool. We'll talk about that. But I want to bring you back into the remembrance of the Gwen Towers. You know what I'm saying? They pose as cell phone towers, and most of them are, but they have a name for them, the Gwen Towers, and they have a purpose, G-W-E-N. That's how you spell it. All right, do your research on the Gwen Towers. People will say I'm crazy or I'm tripping, but they are only here for one reason. All right, and that is, well, I can't say that for one reason, but one of the reasons is this is what they use or how the mechanisms they use to spy on us. You know, all of this ties in with the heart machine, and however you want to pronounce that. But the HAARP, if you don't know what that is, Google it. You'll know what I'm talking about when I say Gwen Towers. Google Gwen Towers, and you'll know what I'm saying. And you will remember that we talked about this some time back ago. Basically, they send out radio waves, okay? And they're supposed to be agents for mind control and thought patterns and this and that and the other, and they're aided by weather modification techniques and this and that and the other. And a lot of us ignorant folks, I don't give a fuck about that shit, Well, you should, because it's going to affect you personally if it hasn't and if it isn't already. So we got to remember, man, keep your fucking eyes open. That's the whole premise of what we bring you this show for, man. You know what I'm saying? It'll come to you, solo right now. The round table isn't here, so our show must go on. But at the same time, we got to remember to basically understand that our laws are being violated, our rights are being violated. And the truth of the matter is, I don't even know where we came up with the idea for rights, civil rights and all this and all of that, because there was no need for that until we came into this country. And believe it or not, was black people here way before they just called themselves discovering this shit. They didn't discover it. Okay, they conquered this motherfucker. They wrangled it from the people that was here. So let's not forget our origins and how our ancestors came to this place. And if you know the difference between an ancestor and a descendant. Okay, ascend means go up, descend means go down. So how would you, what would be your view on the position of black people at this day and age? Have we ascended from Africa? Or did we descend? Because you got to remember, most of us here, and that's like 90% of the brown people in this country. And what's so fucked up is that, on a side note, they call the Puerto Rican and Latino people brown and call us black. Okay? I want y'all to check out the Black Scrolls. All right? We talked about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. We went through Dr. Colin Anderson's Dirty Little Secrets series. We went through a lot of things from Dr. Colin Anderson. Dick Gregory, we went through Is Jesus Real? We went through Ancient Egyptian Spirituality. I want y'all to remember all of those topics that we talked about. And if you forget, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com. And go into the archives of our show and just pick one of the shows and listen to it again. I do it often. Take you some notes. And just, remember, some of the shit that we talked about. Now, I know there are ways that we can replay, and it is available to me, but I choose to listen to the shows in the archives rather than rebroadcast them, because rebroadcasting is somewhat impersonal. You can't call in and make comments, and you basically listening to some information that I ain't going to call it old, because all information is old, but it was just one of the past shows, you know, one of them shows that we did a while ago, and we touched on some strong subjects, and we moved on, you know what I'm saying? But this is just a recap on some of those subjects, okay? I want y'all to always understand that even though the archives are available, I personally like to speak to my people today, right now, in the present. So that if it was a question or something that I said, you can ask me right now. Hopefully I can clarify it for you, because I'm not going to tell you about shit that I don't believe I have a clear understanding on, at least to the point of the circumference of my awareness, you know, the limits of my awareness. So just remember that we are here together, and we do need to not just come together, but really, man, unite as people. You know, bring that conscious level back to where it came from. And we're going to, believe it or not, I'm going to schedule and advertise and promote a show, excuse me, on consciousness. Now, I want y'all to think consciousness just means knowledge and your awareness of, you know, the black plight. You know, there are physical and spiritual and mental, you know, i.e. meditation. We have so many resources, you know what I'm saying, outside of the physical realm that we see each and every day, which is only in 3D. You got to remember that there are more dimensions to our existence than what we see. We have more than five senses, and we have to learn how to tap into our natural resources, okay, as human beings. But primarily our African people, because we've been fucked up. We've been fucked up. They really fucked us up. And it's to the point now, when you tell some black people, and that includes a lot of y'all from the clergy and the preachers and the pulpit. Let's just go there. Let's just say the pulpit. Because there's too many fucking churches in the black community, too many denominations, too many of this, too many of those, too many of these, too many of them.
Ain't nobody being saved.
They couldn't even say Trayvon. So we got to be aware that consciousness is more than just walking around with your eyeballs open. Consciousness is more than just, you know, claiming your blackness and your African heritage, brother man. You know, it's more than that. It's more than just getting up in the morning and reading the Quran and going to the mosque in the evening. That's just really, you know, a choice of religious practices. But, you know, in essence, consciousness is when you start to understand how things work and you take the energies from the emotions that are mustering up in you, because it even tells you in the Bible, the more knowledge you get, the more sorrow. But it's not really sorrow. It's really disgust and anger, those emotions that we go through. It's sorrow because there's nothing you can do about it. It's anger because nothing you can do about what has happened. Okay, and then you get anxious because you're ready to do something now, but you don't know what to do. Well, here it is for you. Start from the beginning, and the beginning is you. Oh, they're in the kitchen. They're in the kitchen right there, by the on the top of that little cabinet there. We got cheese in the house. So, you know, let's start from the beginning, and that is the individual, us. You know what I mean? There was a reason why they started going with this individual thing, man. Divide and conquer has been around for so long. People don't pay attention to the whole shit of it. You know what I'm saying? You ever notice that a whole lot of black people is in a position what they consider power, but it ain't power. You just got a little more money than some other people. You know a few people with some money. You live in, you know, gated communities and this and that. So you look down on your brothers and sisters that live in the hood that's trying to do something and get the fuck out of the hood. And I don't want you motherfuckers to ever think that half the black people that's in the neighborhood ain't trying to get away from that motherfucker. It was a day when they made our hood look so beautiful you didn't want to leave. Everybody was working. Grass was cut. There's a family in damn near every house on the street. For it to be an abandoned house on your block, it was a rarity. But now, to have a family living in the house, two houses together with somebody living in it, that's a rarity. 80% of the homes that our grandmothers worked and our grandfathers worked hard to buy for our mothers and fathers, they lose them if they haven't lost them already.
Yep.
And those that fought to keep their shit, there was some of them fell to the wayside, introduced the crack, crack tore our community up. You know what I mean? And the effects of the crack really started coming out in the 90s, because in the 80s, I graduated from high school in 86, and it was really just hitting the scene. But by the early 90s, 96, 97, 98.
New Jack City publicized it all, and that's the new number to blow it all up.
It blew it all up, but it glorified the shit, man. It glorified the shit, and it created a fucking false sense of security for everybody in the fucking black community. Because that's who it was aimed at. The war on drugs was aimed at the black community because they did not want us to come together as a people, reclaim our gifts, and rule the world as we did once before. And the fucked up part about it is they want to keep telling us, and everybody keep telling us. I mean, look at Islam. Okay, I'm gonna put my notes to the side for a minute. Okay, for about 12 minutes. Look at Islam. Look at Christianity. Look at Catholicism. You know, they all are based on control. You will not ever have anything if you do not submit to what I have told you is the truth. Okay? How many of y'all, because I can't include myself in that anymore, because I have decided to think for myself. I have decided to gather my own information. I have decided to worship the way my heart instructs me to. Because if I say the way I want to, then that'll say to you weak-minded motherfuckers, I'm a little too free. Okay, I'm a little too free, and that I have no one standing over me with a light saying I turn to page 2. If page 2 ain't interesting to me, then I have the freedom, okay, within myself to read it and get an understanding or a comprehension of it and then move on to page 3. Page 2 may be irrelevant to my plight, my personal plight. All right? Now, my personal plight is to put myself into a position where I can assist many. It's not about me no more. It used to be about me. I wanted to have some millions in my pocket, and that's probably why I don't have them, because it was about me. I want to have millions of my pocket. So I don't have to say no. You know what I mean? Don't that sound familiar to you? All right? Because that's what we want. We want to be rich. And why do we want to be rich with money? so that we can have a nice house on the hill, big old giant bowl of good cooked chicken in the corner, just on display like dude had in Belly, you know, when him and DMX were sitting there watching the soccer game. He just had the shit on the table, just a big-ass bowl of green, gigantic buds, just right there on the table. And so all us weed smokers was like, man, when you see the shit, it make you want to smoke some weed. You see them big old green crystal buds sitting in that bowl. He was like, I'm sharing it in the man. Don't bring that scared business to me. And they sat there and they rolled that big-ass blunt. And which, by the way, it's also ancient. But those that's in power won't tell you. But that's why I become, you know, what I believe to be self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? Cut out the middleman. I never did want to deal with the middleman. I always wanted to go to the management. At least this was what I was taught. The middleman ain't going to be able to help you if you have a fucking issue. So you got to go to somebody that can help you if there's an issue. That's where you start. You start at the top. Okay? The misconception is you start at the bottom and work your way to the top. No. You ask questions at the bottom. That's what I say. You ask questions at the bottom because that's how you get in the door. When you walk through the door, you're talking to somebody at the bottom. So you ask them a few questions because there's really nothing they can do except help you get to the next level. And so, that's right. So you get to the next level and you go to those people and you ask some more questions because they really can't help you get to anything except those that are higher than them. And believe it or not, the higher up the chain you go, the more resistance you're going to get. Because those at the top really don't want to talk to you or nobody else that came through that front door. See, those at the top come through the back door, and they come through it secretly because they don't want nobody to know where they're coming from. It's all a security thing. See, when you're a millionaire, when you're rich, and you have political power or human power, as you want to call it, because money right now is power. So if you got money, you can do pretty much anything you want to until you get to the point that you realize that somebody that got more money, you're going to smack you in the head and make you realize, calm down. You didn't come through the door. You know, you tried to get on the elevator, motherfucker. You were supposed to come through the front door until I know who you are. And once I know who you are, then I assess the fact that you just might have as much as me or that there is a purpose in you being here, then we might have something to talk about. Other than that, we ain't got nothing to talk about, man. I don't know you. You know? So I just want y'all to know that it's better when you think for yourself. So much better. All right, so let's see. We talked about Sharpton. I know I got away from my notes, and I do that sometimes. Excuse me. So to save time, I want to skip through some things that I had planned to get in depth about because I'm still learning some things right now about two of the topics I want to talk about, which is the Black Scrolls and this 4-million-year-old skull. Now, we, 4.5. That's extra 500,000 years. So, 500,000 plus 4 million. So, basically, man, that 4 million years, they found a fucking skull 4 million years old. 4.5. There's so many other millions of years old relics that we got out here. How the fuck can you believe that some shit that happened 2,000 years ago was significant. That before the people that was here 2,000 years ago, nothing really mattered. It was all chaotic and anti-spiritual and anti-social. This is what the people that are in control right now would have you to believe. Because the people that were in control before them told them, don't let the cat out the bag. And the people told them before them, don't let the cat out the bag. And those that came before them said, don't let the cat out the bag. The one that came before me told me to tell you, because you here before, after I'm leaving, don't let the cat out the bag.
But what is the key thing that you're missing? When you suppress a human being, they will unite and rebel against the hierarchy.
See, the hierarchy look at us as dogs. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. Do you even see? Let me tell you what fucked them up. See, when they started getting rid of middle management, when they got rid of the overseers, okay, when they got rid of the slave overseers and the slave drivers, that means the masters had to come out of the big house and get their hands dirty.
They did that with fucking do nothing different.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I'm using this as an analogy.
In order for you to see evolution, you just do nothing but just integrate. And through integration, you evolve. Through evolution, you go from one phase of control factor, which is to be the overseer over a group of people. Now, let's take that group of people and put that building around that group of people. You still got an overseer.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying.
You in the 21st century, now you have evolved. And to this point where it is now, just like anything else, you don't get beat with the whip no more, you get beat with the hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see the pen is mightier than the sword. Right.
So they told you in the beginning, there's no need for us to fight against the situation. What we can do is now control the situation.
And that's the whole basis of today's society.
You start off by, we are in a control factor.
Yeah. And then don't nobody know. We talked about America being a corporation and not a country. We talked about the differences in Washington, D.C. as being America and the other parts of the Union as being the United States. And we ain't even united because each state has its own set of laws based on the general outline from the federal set of standards. So you have a tolerance level within each community. Each state has a set of laws that are based on the outline of the national laws that was set forth by the lead of the country, which is supposed to be Washington, D.C. But if you do your research on that, if you never have, Washington, D.C. is the actual country. Okay, that is a city-state in itself, its own police force, you know, is everything, postal system, phone system, you know, it's just a big-ass Masonic epicenter. That's what I'll call it. Because this is where all the shit spreads out from, you know, go through the country. And then we have, you know, models and little displays. It's like if you take advantage, you know, when people come to your job, your boss got people coming in, visitors, or salesmen might come in, or they might go through a little pitch to get some shit off. And so they bring the customers in, and they walk them around, and the lingo is, look at what my slaves are doing for me now. And this is what they're going to do for you for the measly price of $99.95. Wow, that's a good price. How can you offer us such a great price on your shit? Well, you work them hard and pay them low. It brings up our profitability and it enables us to invest more of our money into our products and the sustainability of this company. We can get a dozen million motherfucking slaves out there because we created that loophole. We created the loophole where we're going to call it unemployment.
But it's really
undereducated. Yeah. It's not even about being educated either. It's unemployment and the fact that the companies now, we are no longer needed. Just like the old days when the slaves weren't needed no more. They didn't know what to do with them. You know what I'm saying? Well, shit, we done already made our money. What are we going to do with these motherfuckers now? Let them go. And then what are we going to do? Because once you let them go, they're going to want the same shit we got. They're going to want houses. They're going to want cars. They're going to want businesses. They're going to want food. They're going to want to go to the bar and have a drink. They're going to want to go grab a bud off the plant and roll up some herb in the papers and smoke it and enjoy life just like us. What are we going to do now? Well, let's make it hard for them. Let's make it so that they can't do those things like they want to, but it'll appear that way while we capitalize. Because the motherfuckers figured out they can make more money selling that shit than they can making us work for them. See, physically, well, actually, physically, just like you said, we ain't getting hit with the motherfucking leather whip and the lashes with the tassels on the end. We ain't getting hit with those. We getting hit with two other ones. And they more motherfucking powerful than that tassel. And it take less time to them. And here's the proof. When we go to work every day, boss tell you your schedule starts at 4 o'clock, motherfucker. You walk in that motherfucker at 4:01. What are you? You late. I don't give a fuck how cool you is with the overseer / manager. I don't give a fuck because, you know, he basically watching over the plantation. Okay? You ain't going to never see the owner of the business. Never going to see the owner of the business until you can work your slave ass up to the master's house. And start washing the dishes and cleaning up inside the master's house. That's what they call corporate centers now. All right? Now, if you want to work yourself up and you think you're talking to the master, and he's saying you're doing a good job, we're going to bring you over here or put you up there. It's not. The master still don't know you. Any one of them motherfuckers that we can move into a place that's going to make us more money, bring them on in. We don't give a fuck about who it is. Do what you want to do. Because the master eating steak and mashed potatoes with butter and gravy and biscuits and big old glass of Kool-Aid with some icing in a clean glass while your ass is out there straight. Listen, you driving a Honda. They driving the fucking BMW. Brand new. Never hardly ever used. But your shit got a check engine light on it, and you get up. And you go punch that clock every day. And if you 1 minute behind that time they told you to be there, you late. And you are penalized for it. All right? You penalized for it. Let's get back into the harmonics of our actual existence. Let's just stop being fucking followers and start being leaders. I'm going to bring, sorry about that album. I might have been going on for a minute. I just looked up to see you. What's going on now? How you doing?
I'm all right. I just got here, man. Honest, I just got here. Got out the meeting. Well, of course, before we get back to the subject you were talking about, I just got to say that, of course, this coming Saturday, Hip Hop Workshop will be at Cleveland State, fortunately. Large room, 136. That's 2 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's, of course, Cleveland Standard Time, 2 to 6 p.m., 1899, East 22nd Street, Cleveland State, the main classroom building. Now, I'm going to sit back and ask, what were you talking about on the subject that where people need to stop being followers?
Okay, basically, we was sitting here and we was breaking down the similarities in practices from slavery to now. We bringing it to the workplace. You know what I'm saying? How people not actually looking at, you know, people going to work every day and punching clocks and following schedules and shit just like the slaves did.
Okay.
The only thing is the slaves would get hit with the whips, whereas we getting hit with ink pens and, you know, raunchy-ass managers or slash overseers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They changed the name overseer or slave driver to a manager because a good manager know how to manage the slaves. You know what I'm saying? And once more people start realizing that that's pretty much what we are when we decide to go and work for somebody else. You know what I mean? And it's funny
right.
how this country discourages it, with all the shit that it's got for you to go out there and do what you need to do for yourself. It will actually discourage you and make it hard for you to set up your own business. Oh, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. And then, wait a minute, you black. So we're going to give you some extra obstacles, you know what I'm saying, just to see if you really, really, really want to do this. Are you sure you want to go this route? Because it might not work. That's the first thing. But when you white, oh, my goodness, it's a good thing you got into this market. It's booming right now. Chances
right.
of success. You know what I'm saying? So it's a difference in what we're told and what we learn. Okay? And I'm
right.
an advocate for what we learn. If you don't go out and try to learn something for yourself, you will never know that you're still a slave. And even though we have to accept it as a physical fact, mentally, you can align yourself with your natural energies, the energies of the planet, the energies of the stars and the moon, as they are positioned in the sky. It is for a reason that the earth has a wobble. It's for a reason that the earth rotates and it goes around the sun. It's a reason for all of that. It's a reason that the inhabitants of this planet, we survive the way we do. And it's all because of the way the Creator made things to be. And the more that you understand that, the more in tune you will be in to what really nature is trying to tell us. Okay, we just got into the 4-million-year-old skull, 4.5.
Mm.
And this information came out 3 years ago.
Mm.
And I came across the National Geographic magazine that opened up a little bit more information than the talk that they did on the internet.
Mm.
So 3 years ago, it was like the beginning of the super boom on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody started really realizing what it was for. Because a lot of shit you get on the internet now is like 3 years old, 2 years old, a year old, months old, weeks old. You very rarely see information that's been on the internet for more than 5 years. 6 years. You ain't, if it is, it's been taken down. Because things are different now. You know what I'm saying? 5 years ago, people wasn't trying to wake up. They was being entertained. You know what I'm saying? They used the internet for other purposes than gathering information. And that's what I thought the internet was for. The gathering of information.
Uh-huh.
So we got to find and use the resources that we have at trying to restructure some shit here right now while I'm talking. We got some issues.
Right.
But we got to find a way to.
Mm-hmm.
My phone is tripping. Okay? We got to find a way to use the resources that we have available to us. You know what I mean? And if we don't find a way to use the resources available, we're going to lose more than what we're losing now. I called out Al Sharpton. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Claude Anderson, I listen to their shows in the morning, and they don't ever want to come to Cleveland. They don't want to Cleveland, man. If they come to Cleveland, they go to a church. Why? What the fuck is that all about?
True that.
So, you know, so the only way we go get some knowledge or some help or a little bit of anything is if we go to a church to get it. You know, the shit just don't work for me. And I do have a problem with that because these are some people that millions of people look up to.
Sure.
Yeah, they'll tell you how wrong you are when you have an opinion about something and don't go along with what they philosophize over. You know what I mean? It's a big show. It's a big fucking show.
True.
So you might as well call me Reverend Emax. I ain't got no church either. I ain't no damn church where Reverend Al Sharpton is, where that's his church. You know what I'm saying? So we got into that. We got into where motherfucker came from. KRS-One helped us understand where the dozens came from. So there's a lot of topics that we went over. We went over the Gwin Towers. Wanted to bring people back to the remembrance of the Gwin Towers. Bringing people back into the remembrance of the seven presidents, or the eight presidents before George Washington. And I did ask a question out there. If science has discovered the head of a 4.5 million year old woman, 4.5
okay.
years old, wouldn't you think some shit that went on 2,000 years ago would be insignificant? I want to know what the fuck happened 4.5 million years ago now. Did those people 4.5 million years ago say, praise Jesus? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't even think they said praise Horus. I don't think they even said praise Osiris, you know? Because right now, the motherfucking scholars and everybody else that's out there got you believing that, you know, the whole world, really, even the new world came, you know, before Jesus, but what was before then? Tell you about who was before the Egyptians. They don't want to tell you about who was before the Olmecs or who was before the Sumerians or the Lemurians. Who? They don't want to tell you that there were civilizations and everything else before the flood. They don't want to tell you that life was on this planet more than 45,000 years ago. So even Yaqub, the big head scientist, was baby compared to this civilization that they got evidence of from 4.5 million years ago. I don't want to know nothing else about what happened 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, because I got enough of that information at my disposal. Somebody needs to bring some of that 4.5 million year old shit out the woodwork, because they keep telling us that there's no way to find out what the fuck was going on a million years ago. And yet they keep finding all these damn bones. And they can tell you everything about the area where the bones came from and how they lived. They can digitally reconstruct all of this shit and tell you how it looked and what it was used for and everything else. They can tell you how many times the motherfuckers built some type of King Solomon's temple. They can tell you all of that shit. But they can't, they only tell you what they want you to know. So let's see how much more information come out about this 4.5 billion year old civilization. Because right now all we know is that they got bones. And that these people live, they even got names for them. You know what I mean? Who gives these artifacts names? Who gives them names? And most of them, believe it or not, they are in the Museum of Britain, the British Museum. And it's so funny, man, that all from all over the world, from all over the world, man, ancient shit, statues and scrolls and papyrus and all of this shit is there. And you have to go over there and give them a very good reason. Not that I saw it on the internet and I hit the number and I made enough money to come over here and see it in person for myself. You may not be granted access. Sorry. Do you work for some type of sociological society or scientific research center or something? You can't just be some average Joe that had the money to come over here and look at the Dead Sea Scrolls. You have to have a reason. And there's got to be a legitimate reason. And what they call legitimate is science research or you come and kill or destroy. Just wanting to be informed. That's not a good enough reason. You won't even get in the door. You know what I'm saying? No. Just for information purposes, that's all? Oh, no, we can't let you in there. Because you might go and tell somebody what you saw.
That.
You can't take pictures. You can't walk in with your Nikon AE-1 and think you're going to walk into any of those museums overseas. The ancient relics in them and take pictures of motherfuckers. You got to make appointments and get clear for that. Because you could be using the shit that they making money off of right now to make your own money. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. So if they're worth 1,000 words, just how much money they worth. So let's begin, y'all, to think. And I actually watched the white man say this shit on a documentary this afternoon I was watching. He said, where the fuck are we going that we don't even ask the fundamental questions? Why? What is our purpose? And why are we... That's it. The first one was why. Second one
right.
was what is our purpose? And the third one is, why are we here? We as race of people, not just black people, the whole human population, why are we here? You know what I'm saying? I want to say this to everybody out there because I'm getting down to my last 12 minutes, but I want y'all to understand. According to Dr. Ray Hayes Jr., If we form a circle with our hands, put our fingers in our hands, that pretty much represents the circumference of our awareness. Okay, which should tell us that outside of that circumference of our awareness, there is more to know. So you have to be willing and be courageous enough to challenge yourself to break that eggshell, come out of your eggshell, and say, I want to learn some other things. Because there's more to it than what they're telling me. If you don't have it in you, if you don't have it in you to understand that it's more to anything, any and everything is more to it than what they're telling you, then you're just going to be a gump all your life. You'll be a follower. And I'm sad to say that a lot of people go to these churches and spend their money. And they sit there and they watch the preacher do his dramatic show, get the sweat, batting the sweat off his face, looking up at the ceiling, quoting. I'm talking about, man, they can tell you what every word in that Bible means. But let one of them sisters in the church bend over. He's going to lose his train of thought. I'm telling you. He's going to lose his train of thought because he's what? He's a man. And if he's a gay preacher and the man been over, he's going to lose his train of thought. Oh, Lord. If it's a gay woman preacher and a pretty woman coming to church, he's going to train of thought. We human. We are humans. We are not perfect. So, in that fact, I don't give a fuck how much school you went. You can give me the basics. You can teach me the ropes. But the full understanding is not going to come until I actually experience what it is that I'm learning. And if you don't experience what somebody teaches you, then you ain't learned shit. A man said, and I don't like the way, like I said, for all of us that like to spend a lot of time on YouTube, there are plenty of links you can go to get some information on black studies and black power presentations that it might disgust you, but the information is there. Okay, I'm looking at Karis one right now. Karis one about the origin of the dozens. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to open up some of my subscriptions that maybe y'all can go to and just look at some of the shit they put up there. And it will fuck you up. So on what I got lately, and what I've been studying the past few days now, about a week now, and I find it absolutely amazing. Black Yahshua. The fucking names that these people come up with for their sales out here, man, it's amazing. The Black Yahshua. Black Yahshua is on the top of my favorites list right now because I've been listening to a lot of audio books concerning the Black Scrolls. Now, the Black Scrolls are at least, I think the mama said, somewhere around 40 or 45,000 years old. And they've been around and they are still in existence. They are in perfect condition to be that old. They were decipherable. They have been deciphered. But it's all about the Black people's connection to the Anunnaki. All right? And so I'm going to do a show on it, but it's some more information I need to gather because it's a very,
right,
very, at least a 4-hour series. So to sit and watch, you know, just a little bit of it, man. I mean, I've been going to bed again. I'm back on my fucking 1:30 in the morning shit, y'all. I don't know what it is. But I ain't going to bed. I'm forcing myself to lay down at 1:30 in the morning. Now, one of the things that, and it's key that we do this is, and I didn't get in touch on it tonight, but I'm touching on it now, is our health. Okay, you can't fight if you ain't healthy. All right, just like a lot of shit in the Bible, we understand it's been distorted and changed and rerouted and this and that and the other and everything else. But the creator of all things, when he want to talk to you, he let you know. So here's one out of the Bible that can translate into your life about winning a race. You know, running a race, you want to prepare like you winning a race. But you can't get in a race if you ain't training for that race. So how do you train? How do you train your body? First of all, it ain't always about lifting weights. It ain't always about running around the block 1,000 times. Okay, it's not always about increasing or decreasing your heart rate to burn fat. First thing you got to do is get your mind right. And in order to get your mind right, you got to sit down and you have to meditate. Don't be afraid of meditation. You have to direct your energies to whatever it is that you're wishing to bring into your existence. You want to do, they call it holistic. But it's not holistic, okay? It's actually an individual using the energies that was given to him at birth to communicate and connect with the Creator. That's the whole purpose of meditation. You have to bring your body, your spirit, and your mind into one place. The energies, all your energies have to be directed into one place. And first of all, we need to heal our own selves. When you praying for shit, I'm praying for money. I'm praying for a new car. I'm praying for the love of my life. How about, Lord, you know I've been smoking all my life. Heal my lungs.
Right.
So that I can live a little longer. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit heavier than I need to be right now. Help me to lose some of this weight so that my heart can work and pump more blood to the veins that I'm using to walk and use my hands and my feet and my toes and all of that. You know, we need to be healed internally first. Okay, you can't just decide one day I want to be a boxer. You got to go in the gym. You got to train. Okay, train your body. Paul say, I beat my body into submission until it do what I say. And not the other way around, that I do what my body say do. And most of us live just like that. If our bodies tell us your dick get hard, what you do? You start looking around for some pussy. You know, same thing for the women. Girl, I got to go get me some. And she know they putting on their fuck me clothes and they going out somewhere with all their war paint on. I got to check it. You know?
Yep.
So apply that same energy to a higher plane.
Mm.
Take that energy and apply it to a higher plane. Like, how can I take my mindset and direct it to where I'm going to bring the opportunities into existence that I can capitalize upon? So, how about, I ain't got no money right now. Go into the master mode, cha-ching. How can I generate some money without getting in trouble? That's positive. Not,
you
I'm
going to
go buy me some belt, flip that shit so I can get some money. That's negative. You just might go to jail. You might be in that room that your boy hung your cell phone. But I promised you I wasn't going to get that motherfucker none of my time because we got plenty. I'm channel 19, 43, 5, and 3. So he good. You know? But I want y'all to know and understand that regardless of what I say, it's up to you to step up to the plate. Now, take a little bit of courage to say, let me E-Max is talking about. Let me see what Al is talking about. Let me see what Jesus is talking about. It takes more courage to do that than it does say, I'm going to believe everything they say. If they say this is what it is, it must be what it is. How about you check that shit out for yourself? If I say something to you, if I bring a little bit of attention to something that was brought to my I'm only trying to share with you some things that's helping me to change and restructure my life, my being, and redirect my energies. Also focus on controlling my own mind. That's what it's all about. Control your own mind. Learn how to use what we already have. You want something? Use your mind to figure out a way to bring it to you. It's all about what you call into existence. Never forget that old famous phrase. If your mind can't conceive it, then you can achieve it. That's more true than anything else. Because every time I ask for my realm of awareness to be more, I come with a new show the next week. All right? I love y'all. I want to thank you for being with us. Tonight, the show is on Hot Friday. Al Porter. It's your boy,
yeah.
And we out.
Peace.